This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:41. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. On to today on Twitter, where CIMB is trending, and I suspect they really rather would not be.
So this is because the app, CIMB Clicks, and the online banking portal both had unexpected errors with their server, and it basically dragged on for hours. It's worth saying at this point that it appears to be back online and functioning. I am myself a CIMB customer. I checked. When we started the show, it still wasn't, and then suddenly it came online. So I think that it's a few things happening here at once where, yes, it's to be expected to some degree that websites and apps will go down from time to time. But I think when it's something like banking and when it comes to managing customer expectations, that's when it gets tough, because it apparently dragged on for hours from the morning. And last I checked, there were very specific updates being provided, you know, saying like, it's down, yes, but it's down from 2:30 to 3:45. And then I checked again and it wasn't up. And, you know, there are all these things. And that's the experience that people are complaining about.
I think when you give a time and then it's not done by then, yeah, it can be particularly infuriating, right? And as you said, if you rely heavily on banking apps for your whatever, for your daily transactions, for your financial payments and so on, this can be quite difficult, especially if things need to be done on time. So if we look at the tweets, it's expressing really that kind of frustration. Grace says, CIMB Clicks is truly Malaysian. How do I know? Because they tell you maintenance is until 2 p.m., but they drag on till 3 p.m. It's like the bank version of texting OTW while still in bed.
Meanwhile, we have at Tweeting Doubts, who says, I swear CIMB Clicks exists for the sole purpose of seeing how creative Malaysians will get with their swearing. And then we also have this quite specific one from Ati, who says, I think in reference to what we were saying earlier, tadi sampai pukul 2, ni dah 2:45 pula, masalah betul CIMB ni, orang dah lah urgent. So I think that that speaks to what we're talking about, which is this promise of like, okay, it's 2, now it's 2:45, now it's 3. And I was just watching a sitcom, Schitt's Creek, which we've talked about on our other shows before. And there is a sequence in which there's a pair of characters who decide to put up a back in 15 minute sign, even though they know they're not going to be back in time. And when one of them asks the other why they're doing that, she replies, you've got to give people hope. And that's what this reminds me of.
I do not mean to imply that this is the only bank with terrible digital platforms or apps, right? Because, I'm not going to start naming names because I'm not tweeting right now, but most of them are awful. And I think it can be consistently annoying when you just want to get a simple transaction done. And it's also true that it's not as easy to just walk into a bank anymore. The whole reason they introduced apps and digital platforms is because they wanted to shorten hours, they wanted to reduce the staff. So you would expect that that part of it would be done well. But most of the time, there are so many barriers to just being able to get something simple done smoothly.
So that's the thing that I wanted to highlight, is the fact that it's not just banks, actually. It's across the board. You have people continuously pushing you towards the app. Things that would previously have been, you would have been able to do even on the website now. Sometimes they say, oh, this is only available on the app. You walk into a bank and they say, did you download the app? And so I think if you're going to funnel everybody towards one point of service, then that point of service has to be relatively good. And in this instance, I think it's one thing to see it dragged on. And I have a lot of sympathy for the people working behind the scenes who I'm sure have been panicking this whole time and saying, okay, no, you have to tell them 3:45. You have to tell them 5. But the other side of it is also, I think that people are willing to give more grace and be more patient when they've had generally good experiences with you. And I think in this instance, that does not appear to have been the case either.
No, and that's actually something a lot of people are saying as well, that, you know, all of that and now this. And I think that's generally the tone. We do want to hear your experiences. Do you rely heavily on banking apps? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Banish fraudulent maneuvers. BFM 89.9.
It is 5:54. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And we've been talking about, well, a number of different things. But on today on Twitter, we spoke about the fact that the CIMB app was down for a few hours earlier today. And, well, that's not gone over very, very well with users. So we've basically been asking you whether you rely heavily on banking apps. Do send your thoughts our way. You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We do have some messages.
So, well, Anwar is dragging other names into it, basically saying that CIMB is just a better version of BSN, which is why I jumped ship to Maybank instead.
Yeah, well, As I said earlier, I think most of them are the same. And perhaps that's actually part of the problem, as it is with most fields, right? When the playing field is kind of level, there's little motivation to try and do better because you just get by with what you have.
Meanwhile, we also have Ro, who says, without a shadow of a doubt, CIMB's online banking is the most frustrating of its kind. It's probably called clicks because that's all you end up doing. I will say that I use the services of another bank that I would say is worst. I mean, I don't want to downplay the efficacy of that joke because it's a good joke. Nonetheless, it worst or most frustrating of its kind is a big shout.
Well, keep those thoughts coming on your experiences with banking apps. We're taking all brands, really. You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, we do have Dr. Kyrie on the line. Good evening. What are your thoughts?
Hi, good evening. Banking, the digital banking, CIMB Click is one of them because I'm using them. They are not so user-friendly and I think it is the lack of user acceptance testing before they release it on the line. So there are so many things that you find it inconvenient to go from one place to another. For example, there are TAC that we need to link to our handphone application. Somehow it never worked. So you have to go back to request TAC from the computer or whatever. So my point is they need to do a better user acceptance testing so that when the actual users are using it, they can navigate around easily. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. So that was, of course, Dr. Kyrie weighing in on banking, which was banking apps rather, and we were talking about that earlier on today on Twitter. If you'd like to weigh in on your experiences, that number to call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio, and we have more messages coming in on that.
So Kim says, terrible digital platform. Have you used any of the government websites? Their template is so outdated across the board. Some don't even load. There is this e-permit Dagang Net for permits. Several government departments use it and it does not work. I think our banking digital platforms have improved a lot compared to the government ones. Just saying. Kim, I agree. I think that, yeah, I mean, while we're bagging on people, right? Why not? Let's just keep going. But yeah, it is true. And I think this also goes back to what we were saying earlier about prioritization of tasks, which is to say banking, we're often trying to do important things, pay bills, transfer money. And similarly with government websites, we're also trying to do very important things like apply for permits.
So I just wanted to close off with this message from Carl who says, we need to understand things can go wrong and that's applicable to both AirAsia and CIMB. We need to learn to think more on a what if on everything we rely on, like travel insurance and having two bank accounts instead of one.
Yeah, I definitely see that. But I also think that we need to understand things can go wrong. We also need to understand that they can do better.
Keep those thoughts coming. Whether on AirAsia or on digital banking apps, you can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And after this on Inside Story, we'll be talking about the job market this year. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.